USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling off an effort to reach an infrastructure compromise with a group of Senate Republicans after progress stalled. An administration official saying that his focus will be in a separate set of negotiations with a bipartisan bill. The two suspects accused of killing 6-year-old Aiden Leos on a California freeway last month are now facing charges.
I am charging Marcus Anthony Ariz with murder with the enhancement of the penalty of discharging a firearm causing death.
Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer there. Both charges have a punishment of life in prison. Vice President Kamala Harris wrapping up her two-day trip to Central America. Harris spending time in Guatemala on Monday and Mexico on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Add Texas to the list of states that is banning vaccine passports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law that will ban vaccine passports in his state. Abbott tweeting Monday that the law prohibits any business operating in the state from requiring vaccine passports or any vaccine information, adding that his state is 100% open without any restrictions. Private businesses that try to require proof of vaccination from their customers will not be allowed to contract with the state and could lose any licenses or permits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new Labor Department survey found that there were 9.3 million job vacancies in April. That's 1.1 million more than were reported back in March. That on the heels of a lackluster jobs report that came out last Friday, which showed only 559,000 jobs were added in May. Over 650,000 were expected by the economists. This as the U.S. economy is starting to open up again and many employers saying they are having a hard time filling positions. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New information regarding the coronavirus pandemic origins. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The origins of the COVID-19 pandemic continue to point towards a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Dr. Stephen Kuei, founder of Atossa Therapeutics on Fox News, explains the virus itself points to a lab leak.
It's the concept of pre-adaption. So in all previous zoonotic infections where they come from nature, nature gives us a break. It jumps to humans, but then human-to-human transmission can't be sustained. Here, not only did the first patient get infected and very sick, they were able to transmit it human-to-human. That's never been seen before.
Professor Richard Muller of UC Berkeley says American experts were relying on Chinese evidence to base their dismissal of a lab leak theory.
The Chinese said that they had found that it had jumped from bats to humans in that laboratory. A paper had been published by the Chinese showing the genome. The genome that they showed didn't show the complete genome, left off the critical part of what we call the double zig.
The double zig would give investigators another ability to see if the virus was made in a lab or created naturally.
Chick-fil-A sauce is reportedly the reason for a Kansas grocery store worker being attacked. Reports say James Hirsch got into an altercation with a Wichita Dillon's worker because the store had the sauce available. There's a shortage of the sauce at the fast food chain because of pandemic-related issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.